Alright folks, welcome back to another episode of Stoic State of Mind. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, and let me tell you, today's topic hits close to home. Ever feel like you're constantly running on empty? Like a hamster wheel spinning with no real direction. We're living in a world that screams productivity, but sometimes, the most productive thing we can do is actually slow down. That's right, self-care and personal development aren't just buzzwords, they are essential ingredients for building a resilient, fulfilling life. So why are we talking about this today? Because ignoring these things is like skipping leg day. Eventually, you're gonna feel it. Seriously, when was the last time you truly prioritized yourself? When did you last carve out some time to recharge and invest in your personal growth? Let's be real, life throws curveballs. We all deal with stress, anxieties, and challenges. But here's the thing. Neglecting self-care doesn't make those things disappear, it just amplifies their impact. Think of it like a car. If you don't get regular maintenance, eventually it's gonna break down. Same goes for us humans. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Brandon, I'm busy, I have responsibilities. And trust me, I get it. Life is demanding. But here is the secret. Taking care of yourself actually makes you more effective. When you're well rested, mentally clear, and feeling good about yourself, you show up differently in every aspect of your life at work, with friends, even within your own thoughts. It's like having a superpower. So, what are some key takeaways to remember? First, define what self-care means for you. It's not one size fits all. Maybe it's reading a good book, going for a hike, spending time with loved ones, or simply taking a long, hot bath. Whatever it is, make it a priority and schedule it into your week like any other important appointment. Second, don't underestimate the power of small steps. You don't have to overhaul your entire life overnight. Start with something manageable, maybe 5 minutes of meditation each morning or a 30-minute walk during lunch break. Consistency is key here, folks. Third, invest in your personal growth. Read inspiring books, learn new skills, take courses that spark your curiosity. This doesn't have to be academic. It could be learning how to play an instrument, mastering a new recipe, or even just trying something you've always been afraid of. Stepping outside your comfort zone builds confidence and resilience traits that are invaluable in navigating life's ups and downs. Next, practice gratitude. Sounds simple, right? But seriously, taking a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life can have a profound impact on your overall well-being. Keep a gratitude journal. Write down 3 things you're thankful for each morning, or simply take a few moments to reflect on the positive aspects of your day. And finally, be kind to yourself. We all make mistakes. We all have off days. Don't beat yourself up over it. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding that you would offer a dear friend. Remember, progress isn't linear, it's a journey with a chair of twists and turns. The key is to keep moving forward, one step at a time. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this, you're walking down the street after a long day. You feel that familiar tightness in your shoulders, that mental fog creeping in, but then you remember. You take a deep breath, recall that morning meditation, and smile. You notice the beautiful sunset painting the sky, hear the laughter of children playing in a park nearby, and for a moment, everything feels right. That's the power of self-care and personal development that allows you to navigate life with grace, resilience, and an inner sense of peace. So, what are you waiting for? Start investing in yourself today. Take that walk, read that book, learn something new, practice gratitude. Remember, you deserve to feel good, to thrive, and to live a life filled with purpose and meaning. And hey, if you find yourself struggling, don't hesitate to reach out for support. There are amazing resources available, just remember, you're not alone on this journey. Now go out there, make time for you, and let's build that stoic state of mind together. Catch you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.